This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization said Friday it hopes the planet will be rid of the coronavirus pandemic in less than 2 years, faster than it took for the 1918 Spanish flu. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters at the WHO's headquarters in Geneva that it should be possible to tame the novel coronavirus faster than the deadly 1918 pandemic.
We hope to finish this pandemic before less than 2 years, especially if we can pull our efforts together and with national unity, global solidarity, that's really key.
WHO Emergencies Chief Michael Ryan told journalists the 1918 flu came in three waves and then later settled down into a less deadly seasonal infection. However, Ryan said the current coronavirus outbreak is not displaying a wave pattern similar to the 1918 flu. Ryan added that when the COVID-19 virus is not under control, it jumps straight back up. The coronavirus pandemic continued to sweep its way across the United States Friday. We get details from AP's Mike Gracia.
The Oklahoma State Department of Health reported Friday an increase of 1,077 coronavirus cases and six deaths over 24 hours. Arkansas reported 22 more deaths from COVID-19, its largest single-day increase. At the University of Wyoming, where the fall semester begins Monday, officials reported 46 active cases of coronavirus, including two students living in dorms. Syracuse University suspended 23 students identified at a large on-campus gathering Wednesday night. And the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints canceled its annual Christmas concert because of lingering coronavirus concerns. I'm Mike Rossi,